But let's go to the courts now, and our courts reporter Vivian Trainer is on the line from the Central Criminal Court, where Patrick Quirk, who was accused of murdering Bobby Ryan, a part-time DJ, has today denied, which he denies, has today denied trying to control Mary Lowry by managing her financial investments. Vivian, Gardaí had suggested to Patrick Quirk that he'd been pressurising Mary Lowry for money. This is during interviews, is that right?
Yes, it was during an interview in January 2014, and he was being interviewed by Gardaí about allegations made by Mary Lowry about a dispute that they had over compensation. It was in relation to cattle that he had taken the remaining cattle from her herd into his own. It turned out that one of them had a disease called BVD, and he had lost a number of cattle from his own herd because of that. Now, he denied that he was pressurising Mary Lowry for compensation for the loss of those cows. He had said that she had offered compensation and that there was no heated discussion about it. He denied that the discussion had become heated or that he had used his hands to push Mary Lowry during a discussion, causing her to fall over. He said, absolutely not. I never raised a hand to her or to anyone else. He said that Mary Lowry had suggested compensating, but she didn't have the knowledge to know how much she should give. He didn't want to suggest a figure. And he said that later on, Miss Lowry suggested that he shouldn't have to repay a €20,000 loan she had given him, and this would be in lieu of any compensation.
And it was also put to him that his management of her investments, that was an example of Patrick Quirk trying to control Mary Lowry, is that right?
Yeah, Gardaí suggested in this interview a number of times that these were examples of him trying to take control, trying to keep control of what they described as a vulnerable woman, talking about Mary Lowry. Mr. Quirk said that he had managed her investments for her after her husband Martin had died. He knew about all the investments that Martin Lowry had before he died, and he said that this management of investments, as he put it, was not the same as controlling the investments, and it wasn't the same as attempting to control a vulnerable woman, as Gardaí had put them. He said he didn't get paid for managing them and didn't get any money. But Gardaí suggested it was a win-win for him because Mary Lowry had, in one instance, invested money and they were to split the profits 50-50. And he said that arrangement was separate to his management of her other investments. She'd put up €80,000 for an investment known as a CFD, and the profits from that over 18 months were split evenly. He said those profits were €40,000 each, and he bought a Jeep and a cattle trailer for them. Again, they put it to him that this was another example of him trying to control a vulnerable woman. He said, I cannot accept that. He said he had put work into that investment. And Gardaí put to him that he was, in effect, getting cash on demand and sex on demand from Mary Lowry, and he denied this.
All right, Vivian, that's our courts reporter, Vivian Trainer.